wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Out at Rustenburg Girls Junior School on the most perfect Friday ever. And the person in charge and responsible for making sure this school remains the institution that it is. It has got such a history, such a great presence in the community. Rustenburg Girls Junior School's principal, Belinda Peterson. Good morning and thank you.
It's about educating the whole child.
Sure.
You know, academics, I think us as adults, we know that in hindsight, that, you know, academics will only get you so far. You need the
sure.
other skills that you learn through sport, music, cultural activities and so on. So we are really blessed and privileged to be in a school where we are able to offer all of that. And the girls do excel in lots of different areas, not just in the academics. So, yeah, it's very exciting to see them thrive in, whether it's in the swimming pool or
yes.
on the hockey field
yeah.
or when we have a production or things like that. It's just giving them space to shine.
Success is with Laura, who's a star gymnast, and Samina, who's the national table tennis champion.
I started in grade R at the school with artistic gymnastics, but then I started rhythmic gymnastics at a club outside of the school in grade 3, so the school started me.
Well, it depends. If we have a tournament or anything, then we'll train like 3 hours. And then if we're not really playing, then we'll play like 1 hour, maybe.
I do senior strings and orchestra and choir and violin.
Well, we normally finish school at 4, so I normally have like time to just go home and play piano, and then I also just read after I do my homework.
Glad you're living the balanced life here, but you can see they are very talented here, Rocky. I mean, the school, they, like I said, they can dance, play piano, violin, they can do it all here at Rustenburg Junior.
Hello, Ryan, Ricky, success and producer for Rustenburg is the best school ever. And the teachers and learners are really nice. You will have a blast. They love Isla, and I'm in 3C.
I'm Tokozila, and I'm 7 years old. I'm so excited. I can't wait to sing and dance with the breakfast show. I can't stop the feeling! Woohoo! See you there!
I can't believe it! Smile FM are actually hosting at Rustenburg Girls Junior. This is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm sure they'll bring their radio magic to our school. I am so excited, and I'm sure everyone else is too.
Hello, Ryan, Nikki, Texas, and producer Phil. I'm so happy that you're coming to our school, and I love watching and listening to the radio, and I like listening what the noise is, and also my name is Fallon, and Rustenburg Girls Junior is the best school in the whole wide world, and I like doing ballet.
Oh, cute. That could possibly be the cutest voice note ever in the history of voice notes. Talking of Rustenburg Girls Junior School, there's obviously, in 131 years,
yo,
there's loads of learners that have come through these doors, one of which joins us on the show this morning. Louise Carver, good morning.
It was the first time I was really recognized as someone that could sing.
Yes.
And they really made a special effort around it. I was the solo act on all the end of year Christmas plays. I was really appreciated in the choir. I always chatted a bit too much, but nothing to say. I think it's where I discovered my superpower, which is singing. And they really nurtured that, and I felt I wasn't tall, I wasn't sporty, that was something I really needed to feel confident. So they brought that out of me. I remember that very, very well.
And they've got some amazing learners that have been through here. learners that have gone on to be, South African water polo players. For example, and she's here this morning, Nicola Barrett is with us this morning, who's also, by the way, the national coach as well.
It is really grown. I mean, from everything. I'm a big fan of looking the part, and I think just number one, the uniform has gone, so far and looks amazing. The performance, the coaches that are here, it's really been special to watch. I was a part of it right in the beginning when I first left school, got to coach a little bit here, and then went on to a few other places, moved to America for a little while, and then came back to my roots at Rustenburg for a little bit before moving on. But yeah, it's been incredible.
There's so many places, it's so tranquil. My schools, and I love them dearly, but I didn't have, we didn't have places like this where you could just go and get lost in the gardens and sit under the trees and let acorns fall on your head. At least I'd have an excuse for being dwarf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
O'Connor, who comes as a dwarf? Yeah. The Akadus. Am I right? I didn't even know how I sucked that out of my thumb.
Well done.
This is a gecko. The Akar.
The Akar.
I didn't know you were talking about the tree.
My cough. Okay, O'Connor.
The Rockies are hot here.
South Africa's newest breakfast show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.